You're listening to Across the Park with Joel Kassam, Gabby Morris, and Mick Rad. Welcome to Across the Park, a very multi-award-winning sports show. I'm Joel Kassam, and joining me to talk about all things tennis, NRL, AFL, and whatever else my dear acquaintances want to talk about, it is those dear acquaintances, Gabby Morris and Mick Rad.
Hello.
Hello.
Boy, oh boy, does it sound weird being the one at home and not in the studio.
Oh, I have all the power today. I can push the
buttons.
Yeah,
he doesn't like it. He doesn't like it.
Joel is like, you know, he's a very good manager, but he's also likes to have, he's a bit of a control freak, our old Joel. He likes to do everything his way. And if we touch it in the wrong way, turn it a little bit skew-if, a little bit sideways, he'd be like, freaking the hell out.
You can see he's like laughing, but he's also just gritting his teeth slightly.
Yeah. The studio is about a 25-minute drive from my house where I currently am. I can still make it in time to stop you, Mick, from doing whatever you're planning on doing. Yeah.
While you're driving, Mick and I will take over.
Yeah. We could have it all done and wrapped up and, you know, no one will even know better and you'll be too late. It'll be on air. It'll be gone. It'll be out and out in the world.
We'll be just roasting you for half an hour.
One day we'll do that.
But look, we're still half and half, you know?
Yep,
you know,
it's
half
free.
And half, like yep. In milk. Bit of from the studio, bit of from home.
The amazing thing is I'm out of ISO, I'm COVID free, I am in the studio, I can just, for the next however long, I can go around and go, I am so safe, I am not going to get it. I know people will get it again, but sometimes it's like a couple of months later, so I feel like I'm pretty good for a while.
For a solid month, you can pretty much go lick COVID off a dirty ground if you wanted to.
No.
Go on, you know the buttons at the traffic lights? Yeah, I can lick them.
Then everyone's been elbowing.
Yeah. I'll get this.
I use my fist. Is that normal? Like I just punch it instead of...
Sometimes I come up with a big high kick.
Oh, but don't put your foot on it. That's gross.
It's gross no matter what. Thousands of people have put their grimy bits all over those things. That's why you see so many now that you just have to wave. They're like automated. You don't need to.
Oh, yeah, they're covered up.
You still see people touching them.
Yeah, it's like an instinctual thing, you know?
Well, like sometimes I even want to put my credit card up against it, like instead of PayPal.
Imagine if one day you could just pay money to cross the road, but you get across quicker if you pay like 50 cents, you know? Bang,
I'm sure it'll happen one day.
That's disgusting. Don't say that out loud.
Oh, boy. How's our weeks been? What's been happening? Joel?
Me first?
Why not?
Sure. Someone's laughing.
Oh.
We're going to do the, whatever we call it, the old New Borough Blue, whatever it's called.
Remember that show? God, what a great show that was.
What a great show Old New Borough Blue was. If you want to jump on Spotify or wherever and have a listen to Old New Borough Blue, it's hosted by me. So go back.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, we're not cross-promoting today.
Too late.
I don't really have stuff. I will tell you a goal and own goal, and maybe while I'm talking I can think of a streaker. Currently, my goal this week was my nephew has started playing rugby league. That isn't so much the goal itself because I am a very worrying person. It's been handed down from my mother and my grandmother. I worry about everything. So I'm worrying about him playing footy.
Oh. I'm worried how long this is going to go for.
I'll try and make it quick. However, he did play league for the first time. He's played Oztag for years and stuff, but did play league. Not only did he have a great game, he scored 4 to 5 tries.
4 to 5?
Yeah, but no one's too sure how many. I've heard different stories. And set up a couple. So I don't know if I have to worry too much about him. He seems to be a little half in the making.
Awesome.
Which is exciting. Very proud of Oscar. I love him.
Who's his team?
I'm not going to say because people will go out there and...
No. Sorry. He's in our old team. Who's he barrack for?
Oh, he's a Panthers. Panthers. Big Panthers fan.
He's very worried. Oh, you can't tell him the team that he plays on.
I'm stalking.
Pedos are everywhere. They're listening.
Oh, my God. He supports the Panthers.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Panthers, so what was your own goal? What was your disaster of the week?
Goddamn COVID. I hate it.
Mm. Oh.
Sick of it. I'm so sick of it. Everyone's getting it. Mick gave it to everyone. Gabby, you and I don't have it yet.
I didn't give it to anyone, thank you. Not that I know of. I don't think I gave it to anyone.
Almost everyone I know this week is like, well, got COVID now.
Yeah.
And I'm just sick of it. Haven't thought of a streaker. Your turn, Gabby. speaking of streakers, your turn, Gabby.
So this week, my goal, which was like the best part of my week, is I went to Vinny's and I scored, you know, Hockers, you know, those really nice running shoes that are like $300, you know.
Hockers.
Exaggerating, but about Hockers are like those fancy walking running shoes. Anyway, they're expensive. I found this like mint condition pair, my size, which is rare to find out of Vinny's, $20.
Whoa.
Did I fast walk out of there with those bad boys on? Oh my God. Very excited about that.
What is your shoe size, Gap?
Well,
or just too personal.
You should ask that because it varies brand to brand.
Oh, yeah.
It's from like a 7, 7.5, 8. I've got a wide set foot, so it's a little bit tricky. That's why Hockers are fantastic because they're actually kind of wide. They're good for anyway, that's enough of that. The own goal of the week, obviously, I spoke about this last week, but I am fostering a rooster.
Yes.
And this is what I get every single morning at 6 a.m. Oh, hang on.
Yep.
And I'm not, it's like, it's not a fallacy. They really do wake you up all morning.
Is it the same time every day?
Cock-a-doodle-dooling.
As the sun's coming up, like sort of thing? Is it like?
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But he now knows where I sleep at my parents' place and he comes to my window and taps on with his beak to wake me up. And then he just cock-a-doodle-doos all morning.
It blows my mind that all roosters have the same sound. Like there's, I mean, they all sound exactly the same, right?
I know. It's crazy. The streaker of the week, the surprise of the week is like I've fallen deeply in love with this rooster. He follows me everywhere. He loves my dog and I, so we just do big walks around the bush. We feed him. He just wants to hang out. He just comes out and hangs out everywhere. And I'm so, so in love with him. But I also need to find him a forever home. So if you're in need of a rooster to look after your hens or you just fancy yourself a farmer and you'd like a rooster, he's a gorgeous boy.
Or
absolutely
you want
handsome.
a cheap alarm clock for the morning.
Yeah, a cheap alarm. He's fantastic. And get in contact with me.
What's his name, Gab?
Well, I call him Reggie. Reggie, mostly just call him Chook Chook. And so Chook Chook's fallen in love with me. He doesn't like my partner, Rosie. I also have another hilarious video of him chasing her down and trying to attack her, which is hilarious. But it's another quality of him. He's very loyal. So he will probably be best to go to a home. It's just one owner of Reggie. But yeah, Chook Chook, love him. Gotta love him.
Love him.
Can I throw this out there, Gab? We do a Across the Park giveaway.
Yeah. Of Chook Chook, the rooster.
Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, he's an absolute stunner and the Easter show is coming up and I feel like he's gorgeous. Like he's a big, big, gorgeous boy. You could probably make some money off Reggie at the Easter show. I don't know that much about how you do that, but I feel like someone could.
Are you planning on going to the Easter show this year?
Me? No, I don't think I've ever been to the Easter show.
Okay. Because if you did go, pop him in the backpack, just leave him there. No one will know.
No, I could never. Not my boy, Rich.
There'll be other chooks and just chuck him in the chook pen and then no one will know there's a new one.
Yeah.
You won't know the difference.
Well, the thing is I think that people do that kind of stuff. Or like in Reggie's case is they dump them. They just dump them places.
Oh,
so
Reggie. Abandoned.
Yeah, not going to happen. Anyway, I will keep you updated on Reggie and Chook Chook's life.
Excellent.
His doings. Mick, your
right.
goal, own goal.
Well, my goal was I got out of ISO. I was very happily excited Monday morning. I did my rat and yes, there was still a little line, but it was very, very faint. And I was like, I'm out of here. So I went to the coffee shop. What?
Dirty dog.
No, I did my time. Like, I'm not, I'm just shedding it. Like, it's not, you know, I'm not contagious. I don't, look, like so I said, I don't think, I don't think I gave it to anybody that I know
of. How's your wife?
She didn't get it. Like, I'll
no,
spend...
just on a general level.
Julia as well, thanks. Yes. She had an offsite this week. You know what an offsite is? She went and stayed in a hotel opposite her office.
That sounds so corporate.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And why? So and a whole bunch of her workmates all came and stayed in the same hotel, and they had like dinners and lunches and stuff and talked about work. Yeah, but she's like literally did not stay at my our house. She went and stayed at the hotel for 2 nights in North Sydney.
Oh, that sounds like heaven for her.
Well, sure. I mean, and I got to sprawl on the whole bed. I mean, she had the whole bed for a week by herself. So then I got a chance to have it to myself.
What was your own goal?
So that was my own goal. Well, I don't know. I don't really have an own goal, to be honest. I feel like this has been a pretty sort of cruisy week. I saw
you
Batman.
Didn't drop anything.
That was a goal
you
as well.
Stub your toe.
No, I didn't do that.
Didn't pull a muscle.
No. I'm pretty healthy. You know, I'm happy. I've
Did
got no own goal.
Did you accidentally like someone's photo on Instagram?
I don't stalk people, huh? Gab. Like, I know some people do that, but you know, I wouldn't go stalking people on Instagram. It's just not very nice.
It's the whole point.
I don't really have a streak or either. Like, I've had a pretty boring week, to be honest. Like, I was, you know, I didn't do much. I went and saw Batman last night. Enjoyed that. That was a great movie. And now I'm back here. So yeah, that's it. Sorry, I'm boring.
Surprises that you survived.
Yeah. And then I'm here in the studio, and you bastards aren't.
Yeah.
Love it.
What a change.
Yeah, it is. But there's sad news this week in sporting news. It's rocked the world. Should we get into it?
Yeah, but before we do, because those of you at home can't see us, we're recording on a platform that allows us to look at each other so we can see each other. Gabby is currently holding a microphone. It's not set up on anything. She's like she's a singer. I'm loving it. I'm all for it. I think it's great.
Go on,
I
kinda
wanna
give us a croon. Give us
Are
a line, Gab.
Or have you got some sort of critical feedback?
I just think it looks cool.
It's because it's bloody broken. Can't get it back on.
What happened to your coat hanger that you wore around your neck?
Yeah, look, those are the DIY days. The setup's not profesh, but I actually feel like it suits my personality, me having a microphone as if I'm a singer, right? I think it goes with the vibe.
Sure. Are you good at karaoke, Gab? We're going to have a Across the Park karaoke night.
Oh, I would love that.
Yes. I love karaoke. I'm a bit of a whore for the mic, to be honest.
Just in general.
All right. Okay, we'll talk about actual sport. And then I do have a question for Gabby, but we'll get to that later. So, the big news is
this little snippet that we're going to play that has rocked the world this week.
I kind of wasn't quite sure how I was going to do this, but I think so many times in my life, both my professional and my personal, you've been there for me. And I just couldn't think, there's no right way, there's no wrong way. It's just my way. And this is perfect for me to share it with you, to talk to you about it, with my team, my loved ones, that I'll be retiring from tennis. And it's the first time I've actually said it out loud. And it's hard to say, but I'm so happy and I'm so ready, and I just know at the moment in my heart, for me as a person, this is right. And I know I've done this before, but in a very different feeling, and I'm so grateful to everything that tennis has given me. It's given me all of my dreams plus more, but I know that the time is right now for me to step away and chase other dreams. And to put the rackets down.
There we go.
That was, of course, Novak Djokovic, who has now...
If only. Why do the good ones always leave?
Oh, I can't believe it. Hey, like, she's only 25, guys. 25.
Can we say it's Ash Barty?
She's 26.
We haven't said it's Ash Barty yet.
Yeah, it is Ash Barty.
No, she turns 26 in like a month. She's 25 right now. Ash Barty at the top of her game is stepping away from tennis. It blows my mind.
It's crazy. And I mean, she finishes her career with 3 major singles titles, the French Open, Wimbledon, and of course the Australian Open, which is huge. Like, to have that under your belt, like, you would go, okay, I've done a lot. Like, I don't need to feel
She's won $23 million in US dollars in prize money. Yeah.
15 WTA titles. 305 wins all up.
Look, she has stepped away before.
Do you think she'd come back? Look, that's right. She seems very adamant. Like, and it sounds like she's got some things like planned.
She's only 25, like you said. Yeah. She's young.
What's she going to do? I'm already thinking.
She's going to go back to the cricket.
Brisbane Heat have already posted on Twitter. Batuta Africa posted this saying, Ash Barty quiz tennis to return to the Brisbane Heat. Yeah. And then Brisbane Heat retweeted the Batuta article and said, hey, we could wish.
It could be. I mean, like, look, this is like big dreaming, I think, for anyone. We want her to be on the front stage. We want to be watching her playing, to be honest, any sport. Nobody cares. She's just such an amazing athlete in person. So if she went to cricket, I think we'd all be really happy, even me. And I don't even like cricket. But there was a few times during the Australian Open, I'm not sure if you watched, but she plays cricket just before she goes on the court. Oh. So she plays with her team and she's been practicing a lot. So maybe there's just been these little hints throughout her time in the Australian Open.
I did see that, Gab.
Yeah, so maybe she is going to cricket. Like, could be the Australian women's team's only doing better. There's a lot more press for the cricket. Like, you know, probably not as stressful as in a team.
Well, this is the thing about tennis, right? You're traveling all bloody year. You're away. You're away from family. You're on the road. It's, you know, you're in hotels constantly. Like, it's a full-on lifestyle. And we talked to Ellen Perez, right? And she is sort of just, it's just constant. You're just constantly going from country to country. And if you don't, I mean, it's tough for the lower ranked players because they have to make enough money on the tour to be able to afford to be on the tour. A bit easier for Ash, obviously, but it's still, it's a lot huge for your mental health, and it's a lot for being away constantly for 10 years.
She's spoken about that a lot, I think. You know, she's developed a big team around her. She's got her coach, she's got her mindset coach, her physio, her partner, everyone that's around. So she's kind of emulated this like sports team. But she talks about her mental health, and she has spoken about it and the impact as, you know, playing, you know, keeping that energy, keeping that mindset. And Osaka is the same. She's talked about her mental health in such a spotlight kind of game. It just doesn't seem that sustainable. And I think, unfortunately, especially as a female athlete, there's a lot of pressure. But I really hope she stays in our ether, you know, like she's either commentating or she's playing cricket or something.
I guarantee she's got something lined up. Like that'll be inspirational and amazing because I think that's the sort of person she is, and she wants to use her influence for good. And I think she's got some ideas, and it'll be exciting, I think.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
And it is funny how we're going to be mentioning soon that we've got a new host coming up. So that's... not saying anything.
Yeah, I think she's quoted here in the ABC article, actually. Absolutely cannot wait to get on the mic for Across the Parks. Fantastic podcast on 2SER.
Just imagine, guys. Imagine.
Well, we can only dream.
Yep.
Watch this space.
Watch this space, yep. Not saying it's not going to happen. Not saying it's going to happen. Just watch this space for the next.
She's what a trailblazer, role model, a legend. Thank you, Ash Barty, for your time on the tennis court. Whew, what an inspiration.
Yes. Yep. So, yeah, that sort of dominated the news this week, sports news, I reckon, above everything. But what else we got, Joel?
Oh, that's a great question. let's have a look here. NRL.
Yes.
Round 2 happened.
Mm.
After round 1, a lot of people.
How'd your tips go, Big Ab?
I forgot my tips.
I bloody reminded you as well. Like, it's round 2. You couldn't even get through 2
can
weeks.
Can I still do it? What's the go?
What do you mean? Oh, yeah, you can. But, like, last week you get default, whatever that might have been. Because he's still not in the comp, which I told you to get into. I mean, jeez.
Right, let's not have a Gab bashing in front of everyone.
we'll talk off air about this, Gabby.
Yeah.
Okay. Round 2 happened.
Round 2. So after round 1, a lot of people thought that the Tigers had possibly begun to turn things around after narrowingly, that is a difficult word to say,
I reckon Ash would be able to say that word, so that's good. Yeah.
Definitely. Look forward to that. Going down to the Storm, but how stupid were they? The Tigers reminded everyone, especially their fans, what they are like when they were hammered by Newcastle sans their best player. They completed at 66%, and opposed to that was opposed to the Knights' 91%, and conceded 16 errors, more than double Newcastle's error count. They ended up losing 26-4, but it really should have been a whole lot worse.
Oh, I mean, I'm surprised you bring this up at the head of the NRL news, Joel, because, I mean, you're really just rubbing it in to yourself that your team like lost this bad.
He's a masochist.
He totally is. I mean, it's almost like you want to vindicate yourself for knowing that your team is shit. Like, I mean, you don't have to. It's okay. You don't have to do it to yourself.
But we still have to talk. Like, it happened. And it has been dominating the news.
Has it?
Because, my news feed, which is always Tigers. I still love them. I still support them. Far out. What else?
The Sea Eagles, 0-2.
Yes.
I think that's big news too. Manly with Tommy Trbojevic there, have lost both their opening games. It's blowing my mind a little bit that they're playing so crap and. You know, they're still pretty much a full team. So what's going on in Manly?
Well, yeah, as you said, 0-2. Gabby, that means they've lost their first two games. But last year they started 0-4. They didn't win their until round 5.
Why do you say
0? I don't know. Should say 0. Make more sense.
Just wondering.
0 is not a number.
It is.
0-1-2.
Wait.
9-6.
E? 0.
0, yeah. 0-2.
Yep.
I just started saying because Mick said it.
Yeah, just checking.
Anyway, yes, Manly have lost their first two. Last year they lost their first four and still made the finals, so there's still hope. But you're right, they are a full squad, Mick, and I don't know what's going on. Maybe
they're just taking it easy and they're probably just coming down.
From? You
know, the partying that they all do consistently. Okay.
Yeah, they've been partying.
That's what they do on the northern beaches there.
Yeah.
Drinking them 4 pints beers.
Unfortunately, Rowan's not here to defend his Bulldogs, but they went down to the Broncos 16.
The Broncos.
The
yes.
Broncos.
Mm, Broncos. 16-10. Yeehaw.
This is true. I was at this game and it wasn't. It didn't feel like much of a game, if I'm honest.
But aren't the early games always like that? Like, everyone's just finding their feet.
Yeah, no, true, yeah.
Like,
it does take a few weeks.
Pulling out their wedgies, like, figuring out where to be. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, probably recovering from hangovers and COVID. It's the boring lead up, I find. It's like the dust is still settling or something.
Yeah, that's fair. But, yes, they did lose the Dogs, which means the Broncos are now 2-0.
And I tipped them to be on the bottom, so look how crap I look.
Yeah.
Yep.
I didn't think Adam Reynolds had that much of a say in the game.
First game for the Broncos, of course. Yep.
First game for the Broncos. I mean, he eventually will, and his kicking game was good.
Hmm.
I thought Albert Kelly was a bit better as well.
Love
as
Albert Kelly.
Other people.
Hmm.
But... Lost my train of thought, Mick.
That's all right. NRLW, we're getting up to the pointy end of the NRLW season.
You're not going to talk about the Eels?
No.
Nah. Okay.
No, they lost, but it was fine. There was no real topics
to talk
about.
There's nothing
to talk about. In that game. It was just a game that we lost by 2 points. That's all. What?
Okay.
Was there? We can bring something
I
up.
I honestly have nothing. Okay. It says, Mick, did you want to talk about the Sharks? That's what I've written here.
Fair enough. Nah, let's move on. NRLW, okay. We are looking at deciding the finals this week. Out of the 6 teams in the comp, 5 of them can make the finals. So one of them's out being Newcastle. But they could spoil the old Titans' hopes of getting into the finals. At the moment, it's a bit of a up in the air. I mean, Dragons are looking great. And they had a big, big win against... Who'd they beat? Dragons. They beat the Knights 40-4. The other games were close. The Roosters snuck home against the Eels 19-18. Broncos went down to the Titans 28-26. So, yeah, the Knights not going great. They're on the bottom. But the Dragons should probably finish on first, and then the Broncos and Eels will fight out for second place in the top four. But then we get into the finals. It's been bloody fun watching the NRLW. Like, it's just, you can just see I know it's only a short season, but just every week on week, like, it's just getting more and more intense and tough. And, you know, I wish it was a whole long season of this.
Yeah, I actually happened to bump into a lot of the players last weekend, I think. Mm. And they were so battered and bruised. Like,
I mean, it's rugby.
It's so full on. Like,
it's so hectic.
Anyone who thinks, like, oh, it's, don't be stupid. They are so tough. It's amazing. I love it. It's been a really good season with the introduction of new teams. It's been so good. And yeah. Like I said,
when do you watch, like, where do you watch it? The Women's Rugby League? Because I find that the most frustrating is that you can never figure out when the games are on, where to watch it. There's not a lot of advertising or promos for it. So you do miss out.
It's fair. It's not really on free to air, I don't think, is it?
Maybe on Fox and KO.
Yeah.
And you can probably listen to a couple of games, but aside from the final, they might not show much.
Yeah, that's frustrating. I'm looking forward to the day when it's on the same sort of time. Women's State of Origin will be this big, exciting.
I've got to say, Channel 9 are showing free to air coverage of the Sunday games. So
that's good.
This Sunday, you can watch it on Channel 9. I might be like 9 Mate or 9 whatever, not Mate or whatever second channel is. But yeah, it is on free to air on the Sunday, this Sunday. Just let you know. Yeah.
Very exciting.
What else sport we got?
AFL?
Oh, yeah. Well, the season started, yeah. Buddy got one. Just one.
Buddy. So, yeah, the Sydney Swans stormed home to beat GWS in their first round match, 112-92. A really close game that had about 40,000 million lead changes.
Yeah.
It was either Swans, or it was a draw, or it was GWS, or it was a draw, or it was Swans. It just kept changing. It was amazing. The first three quarters were so, so tight. Fourth quarter, the Swans kicked away, and I think scored three or four goals to one. So GWS couldn't keep up. But it was a really good game. But like you said, Buddy was hoping to kick 5 goals to make 1,000. Only managed the one. Had a couple of shots, I think. I'm trying to remember now. Maybe he was too far out. He didn't really touch the ball that much.
No, he was marked really well. He had a lot of pressure on him. Obviously, this is going to happen anyway because he's Buddy. But even more so when he's just trying to get the ball. Look, I reckon you might not get it for a few weeks. Like, I know everyone's saying, oh, hopefully you'll get it this week, the SCG against the Cats. But, you know.
How many more does he need?
4 more.
Four
more. Oof. Mm.
Yeah.
He won't get
and he couldn't do it. I mean, he scores. Once he gets going, like, he'll just score goal after goal. Yeah, but he's just, I feel like he's just
but
not
that
quite
pressure,
warmed
though.
Into it.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
Oof. It would mount for sure.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's a big first week done of the AFL. We're fully into the footy seasons now.
They've all started.
Here we go.
Shall we do a game before we...
Why not?
Say au revoir.
Game time.
A game about Ash Barty.
Oh,
sorry, that was her there. Just popped the back on, you know.
She's not on the show yet.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Sorry,
go. No, I won't interrupt the game master.
Oh, my God. Shut up, Mick.
How many weeks did Ash spend all together at number one?
121.
Oh, come on. You got it in front of you, Gab.
Nah.
What?
She doesn't because she's wrong.
Oh, wait. 114.
Nah. Still not what I have here. Look, maybe what mine's wrong.
108?
I got 119.
Oh.
She was world number one for a total of 121 weeks.
Oh, dear. It's controversy. Where's Rowan when you need him? Where we need our fact checker?
including a stint that included a streak of 114 consecutive weeks, which is the fourth longest.
112.
Oh.
Which is fifth longest.
Jeez, you think? Oh my God! All right, well, that was the best question ever. Best game, best quiz, hand down, guys.
Find out who was right next week.
Hey, all right.
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone. No, it was great.
Hey, thank you, Mick.
I've got control here, so I can fade you guys down whenever I want.
Stay sporty, my friends. Stay sporty.
Yeah. Thank you, Ash Barty.
We can do that. We've got 10 seconds. So we've finished, gone off a little early.
All right.
So how are we going to finish?
I think that's the best for everyone.
Okay, bye.
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 Stay sporty.
No, you did it too late. Like, that was after 30 minutes then. Like...